Hello, everyone. I'm James Dobson. For those of you who enjoy our radio program, Family Talk, I have some good news. When you're not able to hear Family Talk right here on your favorite Christian radio station, you can catch us 24 hours a day by downloading the new and free Family Talk mobile app. Visit your app marketplace to download it today. And thanks for listening to Family Talk.
We are so glad that you have stopped by for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. Lou Anne Crane here, along with your host and America's foremost family expert, psychologist and author, Dr. James Dobson.
And I'm Ryan Dobson. And Dad, today's program is going to get into a topic that you and I have really been delving into. We're almost finished with the recording of the Family Legacy film series. And today we get to view that topic through the power of a really engaging story.
That's so true, Ryan. That film series is entitled Building a Family Legacy. Mm-hmm. So it is focused on that idea of the primary responsibility that parents have to their children is to introduce them to Jesus Christ.
You know, I believe that.
That becomes the legacy. Now, our guest last time and again today is Tracy Craven, as she told us about her book, Alone Yet Not Alone. This book tells the story of two of her ancestors, Barbara and Regina Leininger, whose family lived in 1755 in the rugged terrain of Pennsylvania mountain country during the French and Indian War. And as many of our listeners will know, the Indians, or Native Americans as we call them today, fought on the side of the French and against the British. And they also took captive many non-French colonists, including hundreds of women and children. Well, 12-year-old Barbara Leininger and 9-year-old Regina were two of those prisoners whom the Indians abducted and took as prisoners. Now, these facts are now documented, and it makes a very inspirational story to this day.
Doctor, it really is an unbelievable story, which we heard much of last time. Barbara was in captivity for 4 years before she was finally reunited with her mother and her oldest brother. Those were the only two members of her family that survived the Indian attack at their home on the day they were captured. But she did not see her younger sister, Regina, for another 5 years after that.
And if listeners missed how they eventually escaped and found each other again, you're going to have to listen to yesterday's program and, might I suggest, get a copy of the book that we're talking about. Both can be found at drjamesdobson.org.
Well, I'm anxious for our listeners to hear the rest of our discussion. It continued for a full hour after that. So there's a bit of a surprise in store here as well. So I hope that our listeners will stay tuned for that. But this was a very important conversation, which applies, frankly, to all parents who want to ensure that the baton of spiritual faith and family history is passed on to the next generation. Tracy is the mother of three and has a fourth child on the way, and she lives with her husband, David, in the Texas High Country, very near San Antonio.
And she was just a delightful young woman to get to know, Doctor. So let's get started now as you reflected on how difficult it must have been for those young Leininger girls. Here that is now on this Family Talk broadcast.
Tracy, to recap just a bit, here you have a 12-year-old girl and her 9-year-old sister in the Leininger family who have witnessed the murder of their father and their brother. And then they were forced to walk with their captors for 200 miles, eventually coming to an Indian camp. And they were forced to adjust to an entirely different way of life. Maybe the toughest thing for them was that they were separated from each other shortly after they were abducted. And Barbara didn't know where Regina was for a number of years. And the loneliness of that experience in the early days must have been horrendous. Do you know anything else about that?
Well, in the book, Barbara and Regina are very close. They're very good friends. Barbara's the protective older sister, and Regina's kind of the carefree little sister. She's the baby of the family. And shortly before they're separated, Barbara's noticing that Regina's getting discouraged, and she's kind of concerned for her because she's losing a little bit of that carefree, obviously, and she's just concerned about what's going to happen to her sister, if she's going to lose perspective and give up. And so she reminds her sister of some of the things that her parents had told her over the years, and reminds her of the song that her mother would sing to her at night, Alone Yet Not Alone, and kind of takes her sister back to, grounds her to what life was like and how someday they'll be reunited with their mother. They know their father was killed. And she also makes her sister promise that she'll never lose the song in her heart. Which
you get tears in your eyes when you talk about that, don't you?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite parts in the book, I think. And then it's kind of what helps them all the way through. Yeah. So, you know, you can just imagine these sisters that are really close. And then shortly thereafter, they're torn away from each other. And Regina went to a Delaware camp and was raised there. And Barbara went on to her Allegheny camp.
But neither of them knew where the other one was.
Right. They knew that they were separated. They knew that they went with different Indian tribes because they separated all the captives out. But they didn't know where they were. And Barbara was hopeful every time as they were traveling. Barbara went on deeper into 100 more miles into Ohio.
Oh,
so she would pass other Indian camps and hope to find her sister and, you know, be disappointed she'd see other captives.
Now we're going to reveal something. Since we started this interview last time, Dr. Jim Leininger, your father, has been sitting here at the table with us. And we have let you carry the story, but it's his turn to be introduced. Dr. Jim Leininger is a physician, went to Indiana University. You've got to be proud of your daughter. Mm-hmm. But you've been listening to the story. What would you add to it?
You know, I would just add a historical perspective that really the Native Americans and these German American pioneers and the Scottish American pioneers were caught in the middle of a worldwide war between France and England. And the Native Americans didn't want a war any more than Barbara and Regina's family did. But events being what they were,
Swept them up in it, didn't it?
Yeah, the French were greatly outnumbered. There were about 50,000 French in Canada and over a million British and, you know, Germans in the colonies. So in order to attempt to win the war, they had been buying furs from the Native Americans for 150 years. So they were well entrenched with that culture, and so they allied with them and then ended up paying for the scalps in order to encourage the Indians to be on their side. Mm. Well, and of course the British and especially the Quakers in Pennsylvania were horrified by that. But war being the ugly thing that it is, within a year after that, the British were paying for Indian scalps, for Indian women and children as well. So, you know, war is just an awful thing, and there's always innocent victims, and there were certainly innocent victims on both sides of this war in the, you know, along the frontier in Pennsylvania and all of the colonies.
When you read Tracy's book, Alone Yet Not Alone, what jumps out at you?
You know, knowing we went together to research the book, and just the fact that she could make it such a heartwarming human story. You know, I'm a fact guy, as I was on to all the facts, but she just turned it into something that, I mean, I still can't read the book or frankly see the movie without getting tears in my eyes. And obviously it's special to me, and Tracy's very special to me, but it's a gift that Tracy has.
And Dr. Leininger, you just told us that there is a movie that's based on this script that is just being finished. That's the first time we've said that. And I've seen it, and it is really, Tracy, I mean, it is very good. And I do hope our listeners will see it, because it is the dramatized story of what we have been talking about. You're excited about it too, aren't you?
Absolutely, yes. It's exciting to see the book come to life in in movie.
What I would like you to discuss is why it's important for Christians to support creative projects that are based on biblical truth. And this one clearly is, because the family that went through this horrendous thing were solid Christian people. And it really is important to support these kinds of films and books when they come out.
Yes, they were a German Lutheran family and really were just relying on their faith. You can imagine they were the farthest out pioneers in the in Pennsylvania, the farthest from Philadelphia and our civilization. And that's why they were the first ones ever attacked in Pennsylvania, because the you know, the Native Americans started in the West and worked their way farther east. So it when you face those sorts of challenges, I mean, not even counting whether you're going to have rain to grow the corn and winter blizzards and all the, you know, wild animals and all the other things they had to deal with, you had to rely on your faith or you just couldn't make it. So it is the, you know, basically the true story of a family in a very difficult time and very difficult conditions, with a war starting that they didn't want to have anything to do with, that they got wrapped up in, and their faith was extremely important to them. And I think it's just important for our country to know our history and know our heritage and understand, you know, where we came from and why that's important. Our ancestors built an amazing, wonderful country here, and you know, now we're charged with handing it off to our children and grandchildren. And you can't do that well if you don't know where you came from and what your ancestors believed and why they overcame the amazing struggles they had to overcome in order to survive and build this nation and then hand it to us.
You know, there is such wickedness in the entertainment industry today. And you can hardly go to a movie that, if it doesn't have sex and violence in it, it uses God's name in vain. And that bothers me just about as much as anything else that's on the screen. Shirley and I just are very, very selective. We just don't go to many movies because you can't find one that's decent from my standards. And here comes one that is an uplifting story based on biblical truth and a family that that experienced some horrible things, and yet God brought them through it. And it's important that we support that.
Well, I definitely agree with that. I think that we all want more wholesome entertainment. And obviously, if you want more of it, you have to support it. And I know that a lot of people have quit going to movies because they don't like the content and what they see a lot. And I, for one, very strongly believe that it's a very powerful force in our culture, and therefore we can't just abandon it, but we have to produce very quality, very God-honoring, family-friendly entertainment that, and then support it.
Dr. Leiniger, what I've appreciated so much about both the book and the film is the historical accuracy that you have really fought to maintain. I'm thinking, as a mom, and I'm trying to raise these children to understand the true value of our American heritage here, I can't get enough of this kind of information that just kind of lays it out like it really was, because so much, like you said, Doctor, is revisionist, and we don't really know what occurred. You have a fascinating view of history, and you are telling us even some of the stories of George Washington that we really don't understand how much the Lord really had his hand on him and moved him through this time.
Well, it is phenomenal. If you just think of the first battle that's portrayed in the movie, that when General Braddock attacked or was going to attack Fort Duquesne and was ambushed a few miles before the fort, by the French and the Indians. The British had cut a road all the way from Virginia all the way to what's now Pittsburgh, and the Indians attacked from both sides, hiding behind the trees. So the French trappers and the Native Americans were just shooting from behind trees at mm-hmm. these British soldiers marching down this road that they built.
Wow.
And then Colonel Washington at the time and the other officers were riding horses, riding back and forth, rallying the troops, you know, telling them when to fire and so on. What you don't understand when you hear that is the road they built was 12 feet wide.
Hmm.
And the Native Americans and the French are firing from both sides, point blank, onto them.
Hmm.
And the whole time of the battle, which took several hours, Colonel Washington is riding back and forth, had two horses shot out from under him, and is riding back and forth rallying the troops, and was never scratched.
My goodness.
There were bullet holes through his coat, through his hat. The actual lead shot was found in his clothing and in his wig, but didn't even harm him.
My goodness.
So, you know, it was clearly miraculous.
Absolutely.
And that anybody could survive that. About 1,000 British soldiers were killed in that battle.
Wow.
Tracy, you've got 3 kids. You've got one on the way.
Yes.
Dr. Leininger, I've seen you with your grandkids, and it is a great picture. You know, this story was passed on to you by your grandparents. How do you hope to pass along not just these stories, but your beliefs in a way that will impact them the way it did your past generations that you're telling their stories?
It's a really good question that I think and pray about every night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really thankful to the Lord and for my parents in the way that they passed on our family heritage. But it's so much deeper than just a family heritage. It's the faith in Christ and the personal relationship with Him.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to continue to pass that on to my children and pray that they, too, will embrace that.
Dr. Leininger, is that partly why you believe in this film and you believe in this book? It's so it can pass on to the future generations and your grandkids?
Absolutely. I mean, I would join Tracy in saying that's certainly been a prayer of mine, that the beliefs of our forefathers would be carried forward. Because I strongly and firmly believe them as well. And I think there is no more powerful medium than film to portray the truths mm-hmm. that built our country and made us strong. And, you know, it could not have happened. The harrowing experiences that families went through, just like Barbara and Regina's family, if people didn't have a strong faith, they could not have done it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's integral to our history and integral to our society. And the more we abandon it, the more rapidly we'll decline.
Yeah.
Which is precisely why those of us who still have grandparents and even great-grandparents need to be recording these stories. I hope people have been inspired today to literally go and sit at the knee of a relative and record these, either through audio or even by writing them down, because we're going to miss this. We're going to miss this direct connection with the heritage that not only we have as a nation, but personally. Yeah. You know, like you, Tracy, I want to know, what has my family been through? What have they overcome to get to this point? And it may not be as harrowing, but I guarantee you there are some nuggets in there.
Right. And I think, too, what spoke the most to me about Barbara and Regina's story is that we're all going to face wildernesses in our lives. We're all going to face trials. We may not be captured by Native Americans. We may not have, but every child, every person can relate to feeling alone, mm-hmm. through going through a hard time, through having their faith tested. And so I think for me, that's the message in the book, and that's the message that the story has spoken to me, and that I would hope readers would get from it and those watching the movie, that they're never alone and that they can persevere through the trials, because we will encounter trials.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I'm not pushing the analogy too hard, but the generation of kids that's coming up now is going to be under assault. Mm-hmm. Their faith is going to be attacked. That's the direction the country is going. The things that we have believed, that my parents taught me, mm-hmm. and that their parents taught them. is fading. Mm-hmm. And the schools and the culture and the entertainment industry and all of that is going to come at our kids with a vengeance. And if we don't lay a foundation of faith for them the way the Leiningers did for Barbara and Regina and the rest of their family, they are going to be held captive, and we might not be there to protect them. You agree with that?
I absolutely agree with that.
Okay, Ryan, I'm coming to you. You got two kids.
I do.
Let me turn your question to Tracy right back to you. How are you going to perpetuate the things that you believe and that have been handed down to you?
Well, that's one of the big reasons why I'm involved in the film series with you that we're doing on building a family legacy. I've watched it passed down from your great-grandpa on to me, and I'm trying to pass it on to Lincoln and Lucy. I don't want them to lose that, and that's why we fight in the culture. That's why we fight, you know, to protect our culture and to protect our kids so that does get to be able to be passed on. They're going to be different. I'm teaching my son to be a gentleman. I'm teaching my little girl to be a lady and to respect themselves and to respect the Constitution, to respect our history and our heritage. That will make them different, but I hope it'll make them leaders.
And it's all about being intentional, too, Ryan. I think when I was growing up, you know, you could just kind of tool along, and the faith of my parents was accepted, and it was normal in the school and in the community. And now, just to maintain the very same line of faith that my parents had, I'm considered radical.
Yeah.
And I'm finding that I have to be intentional in teaching my children certain truths that I just thought that they would get just by osmosis, and that's just not the case anymore. And Doctor, just on a positive note, on behalf of the next generation that that say is in their late teens or 20s, I have two young men in that category right now. I have a 19 and a 22-year-old. And I do find there is a core of young adults who are ready to take it on. You know, they see these conflicts coming. They see the changes in the culture. And there is a piece of them that kind of says, probably like these revolutionary young men who fought, bring it on. I know what I believe. I'm ready to stand for it. I'm ready to defend it. And I am excited about that core of young men and women who are taking the challenge.
I'm afraid there aren't enough of them.
Well, we're going to make some more with this program right now.
That's why we're talking about it here.
I would like to say that growing up listening to Dr. Dobson and his Darlene Rose taping, that was impactful to me as a young teenager.
Really?
And yeah, absolutely.
And anyway, you have three children. What are their gender?
Two girls and a boy, and one more girl on the way. So
all of this is very relevant to your kids, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Tracy, I am an author, and I know how I feel now and when I felt when I first started writing and publishing. How do you feel about this wonderful story involving your family and now a movie also coming out based on it? What are your emotions?
I'm very excited. Ken Wills is the executive producer, and growing up watching Christie and then seeing Amazing Grace, it was a real pleasure to meet him and to have him be working on the film.
We've had him on our program for both those movies, so I know him well. And if he's got anything to do with it, it will be good. Well, thank you for writing a book that will help to pass along that heritage and the importance of a heritage, a legacy to the next generation. And Dr. Leininger, thank you for being here with us today. You kept your mouth shut for a longer period than I've ever heard you.
It's been very difficult. Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
I love your family, and I'm delighted to have you here. And I hope our listeners will go out and buy this book. The title of it is Alone, Yet Not Alone. Their faith became their freedom. And it is loaded. It's a page turner, as I said yesterday. So blessings to you both. And we'll follow the film when it comes out in the spring. And congratulations to you all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
And, Doctor, I would just add that listeners can keep tabs on what's happening with the film at drjamesdobson.org. And, of course, Ryan, there, listeners can also request a copy of Tracy's book. Again, the title is Alone, Yet Not Alone.
And be sure to request extra copies for your kids or grandkids, maybe nieces and nephews. It's a great way to get them to start thinking about history and faith. Again, you can find that at drjamesdobson.org.
And before we go, this quick reminder that Family Talk is completely listener-supported. If you would like to continue to hear Dr. Dobson on your favorite Christian radio station, now is the time to partner with us.
You can donate online at drjamesdobson.org, via our Family Talk app, or when you call us, our number is 877-732-6825. Again, 877-732-6825.
Thanks so much for spending this part of your day with us. And before we go, it's fitting that we leave you with this poignant reminder that the Lord never does abandon us, no matter what we're facing. Here now is the central theme of the book and the film, Alone Yet Not Alone.
Alone yet not alone, God's delight.